Yo. Not freestyling today, just chatting a little bit. Just got out of work. It's gonna be a busy fucking weekend, though, I'll tell you. Damn. But overtime is the way I get paid. Tell you. Anyway, happy 4th, July. And I know a lot of motherfuckers is like, you know, I don't celebrate it, it ain't, you know, all this stuff about it being black and all this stuff, whatever. Listen, woke or not, I'm still gonna smoke some pot and sip on my gin and tonic. And I'm going to, you know, as soon as we get done doing some stuff, I'm gonna do some stuff, you know, some good dirty stuff with my woman. Yeah, man, that's what life's all about. Eating, fucking, and feeling good. And of course, it doesn't come without a cost. So, you know, thank you, Crispus Attucks, the first black man, and the first, revolutionary, I guess. He's one of the ones that started the whole revolution with his death, standing up to those British motherfuckers. Because, you know, back in the day, I bet you everybody was passive-aggressively dealing with the Brits, right? And then Crispus Attucks are like, wait, fuck y'all motherfuckers. They're like, a Negro who speaketh? And they blasted him, right? And then, boom. And they were like, and then, you know, a couple of white dudes. There's always white dudes that are cool with black people. And they're around. They're like, yo, what the fuck? They blasted Crispus. This is, it's on. And then the Tea Party happened, and but now, pretty much, if you say anything about 1776, it's pretty much, you know, code word for we want, you know, racism again and shit. And, you know, you can't even protest racism or, you know, police brutality because then they'll say you're anti-American. So, I don't know, man. You gotta live a life in which no one gives a fuck about what you think. Like, that's not how I'm living. Fuck all that. Let me tell you something, though. All right, hold on here. Sorry, getting text messages. But yeah, man, happy 4th, and happy, just try to be happy, man. Shit's fucked up. I know there's a lot of racist shit going on in our government, but we'll get rid of that. It may not be our generation, but the younger generation seeing what's going on, as soon as these old racist white people die, and pretty much anyone that holds this whole, like, black versus white mentality, as soon as they're dead, hopefully the future generations don't fucking revert back to it, man. But I've given up on our generation. Our generation is garbage. We're just a bunch of motherfucking angry people that, you know, let the evangelicals and people that believe in Jesus's and, you know, trying to act like communism and all that shit is better. Like, all those fucking left-wing people, they're crazy. The religious right is crazy. It's like, come on, y'all. Just call it good and let's just fucking chill, man. That's why I'm gonna grill up some good hot dogs today. Get some grilled onions going. We're gonna keep it light tonight. I'm gonna eat some pussy as soon as I can. Right now, I'm just taking a little rest, a little relaxation, a little respiration, if you will. That's what's going on in the background right now. Let's go fucking chill, man. Damn, ow. Blisters and shit. That's what happens when you work hard, you know? Yeah. You know what's weird is, like, when you're dating someone, you get hit on. But when you're single, no one wants to even fucking deal with you. Or you gotta, like, you know, bend through hoops and ha's and hoobalas and all that bullshit, right? But I ain't a motherfucking scumbag, so I'm just gonna keep passing up on all these motherfucking hot broads that want some. I'm like, hey man, you know, if my girlfriend ever gets rid of me, you want something, then maybe. But until then, I'm with my woman, man. She's the shit. She's cute. She's sweet. She's smart. What else can motherfucker ask for, really, right? Not much. Whew. I think I'm gonna fucking play some Destiny or something, man. Get some lifting in. Hey, yeah. I'm gonna do a freestyle. It depends. If I'm working, like, I know I'm working easily 12 hours tomorrow. And I'm gonna say the same for Friday. But we got a great team, man. We knock shit the fuck out. Like, yeah, we have those slow days and we just take those easy. But when it's like, alright, we have 2,000 of this, 2,000 of this, 2,000 of this, yo, we knock that shit out. I don't even fuck around. It's real cool, actually. I enjoy working in a place like that. Ain't always the case, let me tell you. Well, I'm glad these people accepted me into their job. They could have picked anyone, you know, and it's really... Like, besides working hard, if you have a problem with working hard, you're not gonna like this job, you know? But if you like working hard, but you can still fuck around and talk and shit and, like, all that, but you gotta be working. And no one's getting on you for not working, but no one's not working at this job. I'm sure if you were slacking off and shit, you'd hear something. So tomorrow, I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna eat breakfast, I'm gonna get up early, stay late, and just knock it out. And then have my weekend off and then repeat, you know, just keep stashing up, keep saving.
Gentlemen, I have just received word.
What?
Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
And then, yeah, but anyway. So, I don't know. Tell one person you're coming back. And you start hearing stuff. Like, oh, yeah, you're coming back. I'm like, how do you even know I'm coming back? I don't know. Go home and chill, see some people. End of the summer, anyway. Get some fucking apple cider donuts. Hopefully, my weed man still sells weed out there. I don't know where I would find weed in CT these days, but I know I could get some if I gotta. Eat some good food and chill. I don't know, man. I don't really like going back home too much. Ain't much going on there, but I love seeing my family. Gotta check in with some of my old friends, because Lord knows I don't do that shit digitally. I don't got time for that shit, man. People use digital connection and take people for granted. That's why I just feel awkward, like, If I'm like, hey, you know, a long time no see or whatever, and, like, you haven't heard anything in a while and crazy shit's going on and you're the assholes out of the loop because you don't use Facebook and shit. I don't know. I know a couple of friends of mine going through some shit I didn't know about, and I hope they end up alright, because I love both of those motherfuckers, you know? And, hard for me to actually say that, because I don't tell people I love them, you know, but I do, and I may not show them, because I'm not sure on how to do that without fucking seeming like an asshole, you know what I mean? But you got, y'all, there's people you care about, motherfucking check in on them and shit, man, because you never know what's going on. Oh, man. I don't know, not much to talk about, really, man. Just fucking passing the time until I fucking put my face in some places. Smoke some weed right now and drink a little bit of this gin unched tonic. Mm-hmm. Ugh. You know what? I know I talk a lot about, like, smelling broad's feet and their scent and stuff like that, right? But I'm not, like, I'm more saying it for, like, what do you call it? Just to, you know, it's like one of those places people always say, oh, your feet stink and shit like that, right? But any chick you're with, their feet never really fucking stink. They just smell like, you know, sexy broad more and more. But I saw this video of some dude, like, sucking on his girlfriend's foot. And let me tell you, I ain't doing that shit. I ain't putting my motherfucking mouth up on your fucking foot, okay? You know what I mean? Because there's fucking foot and mouth disease and shit you can get. And, like, nobody wants that, right? It's like the whole eating ass. Like, if I'm not going, I'm not doing either of that. You ain't getting your ass eaten. Sorry. Nope, not sorry. And, I'm not sucking your toes. I'll just give him a quick smell. Yeah. Just, little finger down or the feet, right? Or you could, whatever, you know. Smell good. But I ain't fucking, there is no way. Like, that shit, I damn near threw up. I was like, yo, this motherfucker is like, so, and people are like, yo, he's deep throating her feet and shit like that. And I was like, you are, man. That's fucked up, bro. Listen, like, I just appreciate just pretty much all parts of the female anatomy, alright? As long as they're pretty. I'm not trying to say, like, oh, they gotta be perfect, but, like, you know, if you've got, like, fucking hobbit feet, like, I'm not in the Hobbit, so if you have hobbit feet, then fuck out of here. If you got fine woman feet, then you got fine woman feet. Or if you got fine woman legs. I love legs. Legs are my favorite feature on a woman. This just sounds very, what do you call it, sexualizing, but hey, I'm not saying that's all they're worth, duh, I'm not a fucking asshole, I'm just saying, when it comes to attraction, like, legs are very important, tits, whatever, like, you know, you ain't got massive ones, if you got huge ones, it don't matter to me, because I like legs, especially when they're wrapped around your neck or something, or like pressed up against your chest, like, I like legs, you know, but booty's cute, you gotta have a nice butt. Not that, I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's gotta be, oh, fucking J-Lo ass or anything like that, but, I don't know, there's a lot of judgment on that kind of shit, and I really don't give too much of a fuck, honestly, because, like I say, if your personality is garbage, I don't care how hot you are, like, I think every dude who's grown past, like, just trying to get laid, has realized this, that, like, yeah, okay, yeah, this chick might have, you know, who knows, like, whatever reason that you might think that she's not fine and cute, yeah, well, get to know the girl, maybe she's super fucking awesome and cute, and that alone, I don't care, like, I don't know what that makes me, man, maybe I'm becoming soft or something, or I'm not one of those sapiophiles or whatever. Like, oh, the intellect. Like, that's that pretentious nonsense. Because they ain't got to be, like, smarts. Like, okay, so a person may not be book smart, but they can paint a beautiful picture. They know how to build something with their hands or something. You know? Or maybe they're just extremely good at a sport or something, you know? Or, like, girls that do yoga. Like, those fucking women are insanely gorgeous. That's my favorite shit. I don't want to talk about it, but one of my old, let's say, hookup friends, she was yoga, like, doing yoga. I mean, she wasn't even, like, really good at it, but just watching her transform for, like, the month of doing yoga, like, every other day or some shit, and she, wow, ridiculous. Things got tighter, and I'm talking about inner tighter, and, like, she was just way more flexible and, like, just way hornier, too. Like, she would come over a lot more. That was crazy. That was great, though. God damn. I'm saying, sex, weed, and whatever after that, really. I'm just kidding. More things are important, like food and oxygen and pragmatism. Yo, I'm tired. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm trying to hit this sativa right now. Luckily, I got out of the shower just a little bit before. So I'm chilling, man. You know, nice and relaxed. Already got my shit ready for work tomorrow. My knives are sharpened. Man, I don't fucking know, man. I'm chilling right now. It's just nice to have a... Now, I know most people don't work out 4th of July, but I had to work a little bit, man, because we got big, big fucking parties coming up to cater coming up end of the week. A couple of weddings and a bunch of, like, celebrations and shit. What's that hit? Instrumentals on YouTube. That was J Dilla. I like smoking instrumentals. Yeah. Oh, my homeboy sent me like an instrumental or like a loop or something. So I don't know. That burn. See if my girl let me eat a pussy, and then I'm gonna chill. You know, most motherfuckers, oh, you gotta wash your face after you eat some pussy. Not me. I let that shit linger. Nice fucking breath of fresh good. Yeah, I'm a fucking pervert, I guess, but I'm not like one of those fucking. I'm not one of those fucking dangerous perverts. Like, ain't no children, ain't no animals. You know, like, I don't do that. That shit's fucked up. That's actually the massive turnoff. Which I think it should be. But apparently not, some people. No fam. Like, those people that are into that incest shit, like, you're out of your goddamn mind, dude. That chick I knew in Portland who supposedly used to. When she lived in California, used to program like websites or whatever for help. She used to work at a porn website, I'm not gonna name it. But she said, yeah, all the advertisements, that shit literally is there for the people. Like, so if you see a bunch of, like, you know, you got the shit you look up, like, you know, women with nice legs, or I like to, if I'm, you know, alone and feeling the things, you gotta do what you gotta do. Like, I just like seeing, like, just hot broads do whatever the fuck they're gonna do. Like, normally, they ain't even gotta be doing nothing, like, fucking, just even if it's those chicks in, like, an apron, like, putzing around a kitchen, and she's just cute, you know, just being goofy, fucking apron on, and just sexy body, you're like, wow, you know, that's cool, I just like watching that kind of shit. But all the other shit, like that incest, you guys are on, you're out of your mind. All that people, you want to bang your sister, or your sister want to bang you, like, you want to bang your dad, or whatever the fuck kind of weird shit, you need not do that stuff. It's not good for your genetics, man, and that's not good for your, that's just not good. And I'm not trying to incest shame. Yes, I am. Yes, I am trying to incest shame. You motherfuckers shouldn't be banging your family members. Come on, now. That's disgusting. So I don't know why so many people search that shit on their porn sites and whatnot. But it's like, damn. And then the cuckold, which I was like, what the fuck is that? I don't know why I went to chicken off the bat. I was like, that's got to do with, like, fried chicken, right? Again, shut up, don't judge me. But nah, man, we all know what it is now, but I was like, damn, that's fucked up. I didn't realize I had, you know, provided that for certain white women's back in the day, which is, whatever, that's, I don't know, I don't fucking know, man. It never like any of that weird shit where a dude is around. It was just mostly, you know, or mainly just me being the asshole that helped whatever loosey-goosey broad do her thing behind her man's back. I don't fucking know. I'm sure it's happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to everyone, but I don't fucking know. I don't do that. Yeah, when you're young, you do stupid shit, man. Especially, I don't know what else to say. When you're a young man, the shit I did, If I, like I said, if I could go back in time and, like, see myself as a person, I would fucking punch myself in the face. Like, yo, you need to just stop. Like, all of this needs to stop. I mean, I took many punches over through, you know, spiritually punches to the face to learn to cut off certain parts of your dealings with society, you know? Like, lying. I used to lie because I was like, man, why the fuck do I just thought of life as like poker. And the more you let people know about you, the weaker you are, right? That's how I felt. And now I feel like I'm overly honest because I spent so many years lying. Just like telling distracting stories. You know how exhausting that shit is, man? It's fucking out of it. It's dumb. It's dumb. Whatever excuse you can make up. Oh, I lie because I don't want people to know the truth about me. Like, nah, you don't want to know the truth about you. I had to do a lot of soul searching. You know, but you had to get away. Like, I had to come to Colorado and, you know, be away from my comfort zone. Which, I noticed, home was never my comfort zone. I was always uncomfortable. I guess now I'm in my comfort zone. Which sounds fucked up. But it's true. Like, home was never a comfort zone for me. Like, I was always around a bunch of fucking, you know, richy ass to, like, middle class folk of the white. And, you know, I don't know. You never know. Like, I don't know. I was raised in a place that didn't have a lot of black people. Maybe a few. A lot of fucking weird shit. So when I finally got away to Colorado, I learned who I was, you know? And dating my ex-girlfriend, not my first ex, the second ex, the one that was actually, you know, she smells so good. Like, after days, still, just like, wow. You're like, wow, that's not right. But her and I learned a lot from each other. You know, it was nice. We were, you know, we were safe with each other. It was cool. In a place where it was just like a bunch of cutthroat, snake ass kind of people, man. Uh oh. I think my music's about to cut out. Because the computer's gonna die. Oh well, it's fine. What the fuck happened? Ah, well. Let me see if I can. Oh, sorry, I'm fucking, my back's getting all itchy and shit. Let me see what I could do from my shitty ass iPhone here. I've got two phones. One I just use around the house just to fucking pretty much store all my music. And then this shit I record my Anchor from. It ain't even that loud, but whatever. Y'all can hear it. I'll hold it here for y'all. God damn, I'm tired. I don't know, man. It took me a while to become what I feel like is my actual self. You know, I'm still working through some bullshit, but who ain't? You know, I'm real paranoid about putting any kind of negativity on other people, so I really stay the fuck away from people these days, man. Because Portland, I think Portland is where I realized how low I went, you know. I was like, man, I can't believe I came out here for what, like, you know, trusting the wrong person, you know, person just like, you know, the, you know when you deal with one of those people that, like, you know the whole time they're shiesty because the whole time you weren't close to them. You saw them be shiesty to all the people they were close to. And then they move in. And not move in, like, to your house. Even though that did happen. They move into your zone. Become part of your, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden, you're like... And me, I don't know. Back then, when I first moved out here, I was not looking to get into any kind of serious relationships or... I was like, I'm gonna become a chef, I'm gonna learn as much as I can, and that's it. I didn't care about any of that other bullshit. I didn't want to get to know anybody. But I did. I got to know people, and man, I don't know. It's just fucking crazy how much shit you gotta learn to get to the point where you're at, like, man, You know? And then some people do shit. They make mistakes they can't come back from. You know? And it's like, well, you can hate on them. I mean, some people are psychopaths and need to go away. And there's people that fuck up and just, like, do stupid shit. I don't know. Life's too short, man. You know, take some time, go into the woods and just fucking, like, just fucking chill, man. Even if it's 2-3 days, it's hard doing 2 days straight by yourself in the woods. You know, like, that shit, I used to do that on the weekends, or on my days off, which I call my weekends, which is really, like, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the slowest days during restaurants, right? So I take those days and, like, just go hit the woods and chill and, like, bring a bunch of weed and stuff. And every once in a while, you know, one of your hookup friends wants to go camping. You're like, hey, I got a spot. You go and chill, and it's fucking nice. You don't even got to hook up all the time. Sometimes it's too cold to pull the fucking thing out, you know? It's just nice. I don't know, man. There's something about the woods, just chilling. A fire. You know, just like, I don't know. Chirping. Squirrels running up and around near you, whatever kind of woodchucks those fucking little things are to come out the rocks, you know, like, there's a bunch of cool, crazy stuff. You know? Oh, fuck. That shit did a lot for me. Portland, I should have never. But at the same time, as much as I was angry in Portland and just, like, everybody, every black person I met out there just told me to watch out for the racism. And then they would tell me what kind of racism I would see, right? And then, at first, when I was single, I didn't go to establishments, like, I didn't go to restaurants or whatever. Like, if anything, I would hang out with chicks and just smoke weed at my place or their place, you know, once I got my own place. It was just weird. And then work environment was shady because I was working with I don't even want to go there at the Hilton. Jesus Christ, this is the worst fucking people I've ever met in my life, man. Just the most two-faced and self-centered and, like, it. They were, like, the worst representation of Portland. And then I actually started working in private restaurants, and minus a few places, most of the fucking private restaurants out there are just chill people, you know? But I don't like living in a place that they call the place where young people go to retire. You want to know what that really means? The place where richy-ass kids with nothing to do go and just sit around and live off of their fucking trust funds or whatever the fuck, or they get, like, a little job and shit, you know, and just, I don't know, no, can't hate on them, though. Not all of them are bad, just, again, I realize in hindsight how much fucking anger, or, like, how much fucking disconnection I have with people. I don't fucking connect with people at all, man. I don't know why, because I feel like I'm wasting my time, and that sounds fucked up, but it's like, alright, here I am, I'm gonna meet this motherfucking person, and, you know, it's like, what's the requirements to just be like, hey man, you wanna go fucking shoot some guns or something, but I'm not one of those motherfuckers that need to do shit with people, you know, like, if I'm gonna go to a movie, I'm like, fuck it, I can go by myself, I'll just get high as fuck, watch the movie and leave. Like, there's people that are like, I need to go to a movie with people, like, why? You know, like, if I'm gonna go, like, I don't know, you know, actually, maybe I'm fucked up. I'm not saying I like being alone. I love living with my woman and my fucking animals and stuff. You know, other than that, like, women fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, well, I'm gonna hear, like, have to deal with a bunch of extra drama. A bunch of people that, you know, got, like, I don't know. And then, what, I'm not perfect either. So why the fuck am I gonna go around people and, like, be paranoid and shit, you know, or you never know which one of these guys is gonna be a shooter or a terrorist or something, or, like, fucking always bugged out about that shit, man. I can't even lie. Like, racism I've dealt with, you know? And yeah, let it, you know, I guess motherfuckers that normally complain about racism but never really have to deal with it are starting to see it more. So they, you know, all this rah-rah and up. And I'm like, yo, this shit's been definitely going on since, like, 96, since I can remember. At least for me personally, I started feeling it around then. Because when I was living in Bridgeport and Stratford out there in Connecticut, no one, like, I mean, everybody is just fucking living, man. But then you go to those little small towns in Connecticut, and it's racistville. Like that shit is like, they ain't hear the memo yet. They're like, what? We're supposed to like Andrews now? Yeah, come on, man. Let me try it out. Oh, man. It's deep, deep fucking racism out in those small towns, man. And it's like, why do you hold on to racism so much? Like, what? It's just because of motherfucker's skin is. It's because of history. Like, they don't want us around because we're a reminder of the savagery, right? Like, that's pretty much what it is. It's fucked up because I don't want to remind you of the savagery. I don't want to be reminded of it either. Right? I'd be willing to call, you know, what it is, and let it be if that could be the case, but it's not. You know, and it's like, when are the justice system, when is politics, like, when is everything gonna stop being bullshit and actually start being something that people can rely on? You know, like, we're supposed to have faith in all this shit, and everything is just, like, the things that should be absolute powerful or whatever, like, law, there shouldn't be bending in laws, like, a fucking white dude that rapes a chick should never get out of jail without being reformed. I'm not saying he shouldn't get out of jail, but he better be like, I'm joining the fucking monastery and never coming from the mountains again. You know, like, that kind of, like, you can't be in society, but if you spend 20 years in jail, you can go live in the woods or something. I'm just kidding. I'm not saying that, but I don't know. Corruption has its benefits, apparently, right? But who benefits? Cui bono. And then it's like, you're told to live this whole life, like, supposedly that's why God's real, right? But if God is so real, let's not go there. But I'm saying, you're supposed to live this life with beneficialness and be good and all that, right? And then, I mean, how logical is that in a place where it's like, okay. Like, look at how, like, racism isn't just in America, though. That shit is everywhere. And it's like, and then you got all these people trying to justify it or whatever. They're not ever facing it and being like, nah, it's shitty and like, we need to work through it. They're always like, well, you shouldn't be black. That's your problem, you know? You're like, what? Like, you know, like, that's why they used to treat Irish and Italians like shit, right? Polish, you know? But then they became white because it helped benefit the politics, you know? So your Italian man became white. Even though I know my stepdad, who's an Italian, told me he used to be called nigger in Southbury, Connecticut when he was growing up because he was a little bit darker than everybody else. He was Italian. So let's not act like there's a level of acceptance here and just a straight, like, hatred for no reason. A pettiness for no fucking reason other than your skin color's less. And then they're in power, right? So they're like, well, now that we're in power and we hate you because your skin color, we're gonna do stuff to fuck with your existence on this planet, which should be fruitful and enjoyable, but we only want that for fair-skinned people. Hopefully they don't got too many freckles on them, right? They gotta have that blonde hair, blue eye, just like the Lord G's. And you're like, well, like, this is what happens when crazy people take control. Like, people that believe in Jesuses and, like, these motherfuckers that rely on, like, destiny and, like, all this weird shit that's, like, intangible. It's like, no. You live until you fucking die, and then your carbon gets redistributed into the planet somehow, may it be through cremation or burial, right? Or you donate yourself to science or whatever the fuck, right? Like, I'm gonna donate my fucking lifeless corpse to science, okay? I don't want it being you know, do what you gotta do with it, man. Just nobody eat the shit. I don't want nobody eating it. That's fucking gross. Probably full of tumors and all sorts of whatever. Fuck, you don't want it. Alright? You know, I smoke so much weed that I'd be inedible. You eat me, you're gonna be high for the rest of your years. So you don't want to eat this. There's no cannibalization. But I'm just saying. Oh, fuck. Why'd you fuck up my shit? I'm listening to Boots, eh? And that's no fun. I know, man. I just can't. It's this selfishness, man. That's why religion exists. Because of selfishness. Because everybody thinks that they talk to God. But they can never prove it. They can never fucking prove it. And then you're the asshole for asking them to prove it. I'm like, nah, dude. Prove the shit. Oh, well, you're obviously not open to... Like, no, I'm not psychotic. I'm not schizophrenic. I don't hear voices in my head. Sorry. Take that as you want. Take it as an insult. Take it as a backhand. That is true. I am deliberately being a dick saying that. But am I wrong? Like, it's the same with aliens. It's like, either there is other life or there isn't. We can say there's gotta be, but we don't know. Saying there's gotta be don't mean that it is. High probability? Yeah, obviously. You know? Obviously. High probability is other life in the distance of somewhere. But I think where there's life, there's a lot of life. Like with our planet. Right? Different species, so much different diversities and shit. Right? So if there is life, there's going to be a lot of life. I don't think it's just going to be like one species blooping around and some gas and goop and they look like jellyfish. Or there's some kind of AI or whatever. What if they're cyborgs? Like, what the fuck? We got to be the first ones to develop. Because right now, we're just like fucking cavemen with technology. Because we still have people that are believing in gods and shit. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Please forgive me. But the logic behind it. Like, come the fuck on, man. And at least keep it out of the fucking, like, how it, you know, people vote and how, like, oh, we don't do stem cells because we don't believe in abortions. Like, listen, I don't believe in abortions personally either. But I believe women have the right to choose if they have an abortion or not. I don't know how that fits in the narrative of things. But it's called common fucking sense. It's like, I'm a man. I don't fucking tell you what you can fucking do. Do I think it's fucked up personally? Yes. That's it. Done. That's it. And I didn't think that way until it happened to a close friend of mine. And I saw what it did to her, you know, and it's like, God damn, that's fucked up. You know, it's like, at the same time, we're overpopulated. But are we really? No, I just think certain people have used up the resources and are driving our planet to a point where we're going to have to lose people. Instead of them losing their luxury, they're saying we're going to have to lose people. And those are people that are in power. So I guess power corrupts when... Yeah, I guess power just corrupts. So what do we do? Why do we need... Is this whole God shit? Think about it. Everything leads back to religion. All the fucking... I'm going to get assassinated by these goddamn crazy religious people. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying what I see. Like, what the fuck? Like, think about it. There's never any proof. Like, bring a little bit of proof. If you have a glowing piece of cloth, I don't care if it's Jesus's or not. I'm like, okay, this is some shit that defies all sciences and all... And it's here, right here. Everybody can see it. We walked around it. We see... you smelled it. I ain't tasting it. No way. If it's a glowing piece of cloth, I don't know what the fuck is going on with it. You know? Like, if a person died and came back, I would be like, yo, do you understand that billions and trillions of people have died over how many fucking years of human existence? Eons or whatever, centuries and whatever distance of time it is, okay? This one motherfucker here, we all saw it, had the camera up, resurrected. He died, got shot by the cops, and all of a sudden he was just like, bah! Auto raise. Or a white mage was around and hit him with a fucking raise spell. Who the fuck knows? But if that happened, I'd be like, oh. Like, I'd be, you know, I feel like I'd be a hypocrite, though. So I wouldn't become Christian because I wouldn't feel like I deserved it because I didn't have the faith. You feel me? But I'm going off of logic here. So I don't see, I'm not saying God doesn't exist, but the religions that have the world in its grip are not correct. Obviously Islam is wrong. I don't care what they say. Like, but obviously, come the fuck on, guys. You're out of your mind. No offense. Not the good Islams. Again, this is not towards the good people in any religion. My bad. I guess I forgot to differentiate. Talking about extremists from everything I've been talking about now. Understand? The stuff I said before to now, I meant all the extremists. Not the people that are good people and just they believe in God. That shit's fine to me, man. I'm cool with that. Like, I believe in God because of this, that, and that's fine. But those people out there, like, shooting up abortion clinics or, like, doing racist shit or, like, blowing up any place over, like, people that eat bacon or put cheese on burgers. Like, anything that causes you to think that your fucking belief is better than a person's life, you're fucked, you know? That's what I mean. Those people, these are people that drive me crazy. You know, people like Jeff Sessions in offense, you know, Mike fucking Pence. These motherfuckers are not, I don't even know if they're bad people, but this is what they've been taught. This is how, like, if we were, like, they would probably still be whatever kind of, like, magnificent people. But I don't think, if we were actually, like, a country based on, like, morals and values, those people would be, like, actual, you know, leaders, you know. But they've been taught that this Jesus shit is real, and that, you know, Sessions, you know, he's been taught that Negroes are lesser than them or whatever, and like all this racist shit. And it's like, well, you know, too bad you didn't have enough enlightenment to realize that people are people, regardless what your beliefs are, whatever your nonsense hatreds and your fucking old dogmas from ancient times when people didn't have fucking fire and lions and tigers were eating them out of the fucking trees and shit. So they needed to believe in a god, and that's where the sun god comes from, and that's where Jesus comes from, because they have the same story. Ra and Jesus have the same story, and that's not a coincidence, y'all. It's called whitewashing, okay? Because during the dark ages, you motherfuckers didn't believe in shit, okay? You didn't, so don't, I don't know, this is all just so ridiculous, man. And that's the shit that, you know, and I stopped following the hot chicks on Instagram, but there was this one, she was like a Marine, she corrected me. I was like, oh, I'll follow her because she's hot and she's a soldier. She was hot and she was a Marine. She was like, I'm a Marine, not a soldier. I was like, oh, sorry, right? Like, she's saying, like, oh, like, all this stuff. She's, like, in a mega church. Somebody, she's, like, posting a picture of a mega church and how, like, God, and I'm, like, there's not, like, a black person in this church. And I'm, like, this is where all that shit comes from. This is where the racism shit comes from, or, you know, they feel justified in, like, it's okay that their grandma is racist because she can't be a bad person because she comes from this church, right? It's like, no, your grandma could still be a racist. I'm not saying her. I'm just saying in general, grandma, grandpas, you know, like the generation in which racism was actually, like, in society. So everybody's grandpa and grandma. I don't mean specific person. I'm just saying, it's like, that's where this shit's passed down, is in the church, right? Because all in the Bible, they got that fucking shit about how black people are the cursed sons of bacon and ham and stuff. And it's like, nah, man, that's, like, most delicious stuff out there. And it's like, even Jeff Sessions used the Bible to justify what's going on with the kids and the parents at the border. There's so many aspects to it all. But it's like, why is it that it's okay for motherfuckers to do the wrong thing, and then there's still people backing them up on it? When, how hard is it to be like, imagine, do you think this is why Trump didn't, like, say, hey, man, listen, he didn't appeal to black people at all, or Spanish people. What he did, and he still won, so this should tell you why there's a lot of racism here in this country. Because this dude said and insinuated and represented a lot of racial ideals, and he still got voted in. So that means that within our country, there's enough people that they acknowledge, they're just this whole passive aggressive, like if you haven't learned this yet, but white people are very passive aggressive. I'm not trying to insult you people, so don't get mad, but you are. You know, that's why if you're direct with them in a business setting, they, you know, they wait till the next day and then they sit you down with you, them, and the security officers. Or you said that my, and I quote, burger was overcooked, son. And that hurt my feelings. Like, what? Like, I ain't gonna tell you about how much ridiculous shit, like, even just telling people the shit they did wrong. Even in Portland, some dude, before, this is funny shit, alright? He, and not funny because of what I'm about to tell you, but funny because of the way he acted. But he was, you know, he was scamming, pretty much. I'm not gonna say. And he used to be a she or something, transitioned. I don't fucking know. I stayed away from that. I called the dude his name, and that's it. Okay? But he's pretty much just, like, renting his rooms out to individual people, and he would leave these passive-aggressive notes, like, you know, and he was like, he had his issues. He said he had PTSD, and I was like, oh, dude, what war did you serve in? He was like, I didn't serve in any war, and I was like, so how do you, what? I was like, I don't think you have that then, but then apparently now everybody does, so. So I forgot what the fuck I had moved out of that place. So I was staying with someone that was actually renting there. And I got my own place. And then dude asked me if I wanted some weed. And I was like, I'll text you back in like an hour and let you know. Well, I was like, if I don't text you back within the hour, you know, because I was at work. I didn't have time to like be texting on my phone. So I was like, when are you going by? He was like, this time. I was like, if you don't hear from me by then, don't worry about me, right? So the next day comes by and this dude is texting me and like calling my phone, and I'm like, what the fuck? Something bad must have happened to the person that I thought was living there or something. I was like, well, I don't know why the fuck this dude is calling me. I no longer stay there and I don't really talk to the person that's living there no more, right? So he's like, yo, hey, what's up, man? I got you that fucking ounce or whatever, and it's $300. I know this motherfucker was charging more, right? I seen him do it to other people, and I was like, oh dude, I didn't need that ounce. I went and got one from this really really cutie pie hairdresser, and oh man, that was so fucking fun. It was really good. Anyway, I got one from her for like $110, right? And it was bomb. It was fire. It was that Portland fucking underground weed, you know, grown in a trailer park next to Tanya Harding's cousins, right? And then this dude starts, like, screaming, like, what the fuck? I got you this weed. No, 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 no. Starts screaming. It's like, it's really disrespectful. It's like, when people do you a favor, you don't welch on them. I was like, wait, bro. I was like, did I tell this motherfucker? Because I was high as fuck. And I was sort of getting into stuff, right? Because I went to go get the weed that night. And I've been hanging out with the girl that got me the weed. So, you know, you're getting into stuff, right? I was like, bro, I did not confirm that. I felt like fucking, you know, Mimi Siku over here. I was like, I did not hit confirm, right? And this dude, like, he goes, he's like, you know what? I know that. And I was like, yo, okay, well then, fuck off, right? And he was like, listen, even if someone's wrong, you don't have to tell them they're wrong all the time. And I was like, wait. I was like, we don't talk all the time, so it's not like I'm sitting there telling you you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. I just told you I didn't want that fucking ounce. So you are wrong. He's like, yeah, you don't. He's like, I understand that I am, but I don't need you to tell me that. I was like, then stop. Don't. As you can tell, I did not even know how to fuck with that. I was just like, dude, you need to fucking go back on your meds or something. Don't fucking text me no more. Fuck off, right? Whew. And lucky, because I was like, is he a dude or a fucking chick? And I was like, I don't want to hit him either way, because either way, I'm sending his head spinning around. I was, oh my God. I was like, who the fuck is this dude to call me, like, and then telling me, even though I'm wrong, or he's wrong, I shouldn't tell him that when he texted me and start cursing me out, right? I shouldn't tell him that because he could be having a bad day and all this weird shit. And I'm like, well, you're making me have a bad day right now, motherfucker. Go fuck yourself. Oh, God, I couldn't. There were so many crazy people in Portland. Like, my girl went to go get a fucking, or, like, check out a bike from a dude, right? And I don't even know what the reason was, but there's no reason to, like, when my girl calls, hey, can we have directions to go check out that bicycle? For you to start screaming on her. And I was like, whoo, did you get the address? No, and this, you can't do this shit in Portland as a black dude. You know how quickly I'd end up in jail? No one would even hear from me again. What they call gentrification in Oregon, it's called put the niggers in jail and use the Patriot Act. Like, pretty much. Like, you just diss a fucking peer. Good luck. Like, don't go to Portland. I can't believe I got out of there. Like, I'm never leaving Colorado. Colorado, this is a place where, like, the Nazis gonna have to leave some Cobra shit, and I'm gonna be fighting like G.I. Joe. You understand? Colorado. Every other state in this goddamn country can fuck off, honestly. And that's personal understanding. Except for Maine. I really like Maine. And of course, New York. New York can stay. But every other fucking state, Texas can stay too. But every other fucking state, well, I do like this in Louisiana.
Goddamn.
Look, wait, no, Louisiana, you can take that one back. I don't give a fuck, because y'all still all that Bible Belt crazy shit, and that's where that racist-ass dude ran over that black dude, and then made, like, racial tweets about it, joking about it, laughing about it, laughing about the fact that the guy died on the way to the hospital, and I haven't heard shit about it on the news. They shut that down. They're like, we cannot have this getting out, because this is just straight sinister. Because it is. I'm like, dude, you ran over a dude, and you knew it. And then you go and fucking tell your friend, I ran over a nigger, man, that was great. Don't tell me there's not racism. And like I'm saying, there's that passive-aggressive shit. You got, you know, that's why I don't mind the fucking people that come out and they're like, nigger! And you're like, oh, well, there's a racist dude. You just know to stay the fuck away from him. But you gotta work around motherfuckers that are saying nigger in the cooler when you're not around, you know, because they're mad that you cooked a better dish or something, or like, you know, you ate or server's pussy. Or, I'm not saying you do that. Don't do that, because you never know. Some of those guys are skeezy. Some of them are wonderful ladies, and they are beautiful. Just beautiful women. I love women. You know what I mean? In no sense, like, oh, man, I'm Mr. Casanova. I ain't, man. I'm a fucking stinkfoot, gut-having, fucking, you know, lump head, fucking scars and shit. Like, I ain't even no motherfucking top-notch hair, you know? But I am what I am, and I am the man, so ha! Look, man, it's like, people always judge themselves compared to other people, and it's like, just be what you are, man. You know, everybody has their unique shit. If you're in a competition, then yeah, you gotta do your best to be the best, right? But, I don't know, man. If you see life as a competition, then you're always gonna lose, because there's always a motherfucker better than yous, you know? That's just what it is, man. Anyway, I spent way longer than I should have ranted. Let me just clean up, though, and say, you know, I love everybody. Essentially. Realistically. Fuck motherfuckers, you know what I mean? But I want to be a motherfucker that can trust people, and I know that I can't. So my logic, again, defeats my magic, okay? I'm not gonna sit here and act like everybody's goody-goody and has my well-being in mind, alright? And again, I know you religious people out there take all that shit so seriously, you kill a motherfucker. Relax, I'm an idiot, I don't know shit. There's probably new discoveries happening right now that prove God exists, and I still wouldn't fucking know. You wanna know why? Because I'm gonna go put my face between thighs right now, I'm gonna smoke weed, and I'm gonna fucking just chill. I don't care. Alright? Until demons start coming out of the sky, even then I'm not gonna pray. I'm like, okay, let's fuck these guys up and get back to living. You know, let's hope everybody survives. we gotta go up against demons, man. We're fucked, but we got some good guns nowadays, though. I don't know. Those motherfuckers are gonna get their ass whooped, actually. I'm like, oh, you guys got demons? You know, we have SEALs. We have Army Rangers and shit. Like, what do you guys got? Oh, demons? Yeah, nah, we ain't worried about you. What do you mean? We're demons. Like, yeah, you ever heard of motherfucking special forces? Like, they whoop your ass. Get the fuck out of here, bro. You know, I'm not even anything like that. I'm gonna die, too. But I think I ain't gonna die before, like, the motherfucking lazy-ass people. At least I fucking, you know, try to keep myself in decent shape. I mean, other than the belly, I'm in pretty good shape. And the belly just get burnt away if I'm living in the woods, hiding from demons and shit, you know, and Wolverine and demon. Because I ain't gonna be nothing but eating off of, like, you know, bark, tree bark, and, you know, whatever fuck I can find, really. But you need that little calorie, you know? So I got the calorie store, and it's not a lot, you know? So it'd be, I'll burn that off, and then hopefully find me like an elk or a moose, and I'll fucking chase that shit down and get killed by that. I'm stupid. Oh, man. Listen, y'all. Just fucking try to be peaceful to people, man. Do your best. And I know it's hard coming from the underside of things and feeling that way. You feel like, oh, I'm an idiot. Nah, man. Like, this, whatever, man. The best thing, even when it comes to, like chicks, right? This is how I, this, I guess when you date horrible women once in a while, because I've dated some wonderful women, but I've also dated some fucking horrific, and I've seen horrific women in action, right? That's sort of how you gotta feel about, like, our country. It's like, you know, right now, even for a while, it's just been a horrible, horrible relationship. But now I feel like this part of the whole thing, like, you know when you get to that part of the relationship where it's like, all right, it's over after this, like, couple of months, and you save up and all that shit, and I'm out of here. That's what we're doing now. Like, now you deal with this Trump shit, this racism shit, and, you know, try not to do nothing that gets the cops drawn to your attention. So, you know, avoid criminality in any way, even if it's misdemeanor. Because you're not going to survive. Let's just assume that if the cops come and you're black, you're not going to survive. Okay? Alright? Like I said, if you open a door and every 5 times you open the door, there was going to be a snake there, I still wouldn't open the fucking door. It don't matter if it was a garden snake or a fertilink. Alright, I mean, there is a difference there, but I'm just saying. There's gotta be a way to unify just the people that want to live and enjoy their life, you know? And just be like, you know, fuck it, man, I don't care if you're black, I don't care if you're white, like, I don't care if you're a white person and you make burritos or jerk chicken, I don't care if you're a black person and you make ramen and, like, you know, if, like, cooking food of a different race makes you a cultural appropriator, then all I am is that. All I am is that. Because I've learned how to cook food from everyone. I can make bomb ramen. I can make great fucking, I don't know, Chateau Bon Enfant. Whatever kind of fucking French dish you want to make or hear or whatever the fuck, I can throw down, alright? And I know that's not a real French dish, but I don't know how to speak French, okay? That is one of the hottest languages, though, man. I mean, I hung out with that black girl that spoke French. My God, she's Haitian. I think Haitian and, like, something else. Spanish or something. Just ridiculous. Anyway, no reminisce. It's because I got to go handle business, all right? Oh, my God. French. Talking French. Or Spanish. Two very sexy languages. Do you know what I'm saying? Alright, I gotta go.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.